ready to go. Jordan Byer in the box. And the first pitch to Jordan, a strike on the outside corner from right-hander Colin Dink and 0-1 to Byer.
I guess I would have never thought that game would have been 12-1 with Starbucks. Starbucks is a good baseball team. And
Byer swings and misses, strike two, and 0-2 the count. We'll get the dimensions here shortly at Milroy's Baseball Park as Dink delivers outside a ball in 1-2.
Okay, now we're looking at him now. Who does he remind you of from yesterday a little bit of?
Or
Lake pitcher, maybe a little bit?
Yeah, probably, although he brings it here, Dink does. Followed to the backstop by Jordan Byer. And the count at 1-2.
We watched Dockendorf yesterday. He threw a lot of off-speed stuff on the outside corner, kept it away from the hitters. Doesn't bring it down the middle, but this guy can come with it.
Byer fights off another pitch and fouls it back out of play in the count at 1-2. Don, your dimensions here at Milroy's Baseball Park.
305 down left field, right field line. 361 left field gap. 348 down right center, and 375 to straight center field. Good poke to center field with a, I'd say it's a 10 to 15 foot batter's eye right above the fence hit, isn't it?
Jordan Byer goes down on strikes as he swings and misses at the fastball from Dink, and one down. That'll bring Josh Byer to the plate. First inning action from Milroy. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. Angela Mergen producing our game back at our sports studios in Albany. Thank you for being with us. And Josh Byer takes the first pitch from Dink right in the shoulder, Don.
That's going to leave a mark, that there one, because that was fastball. It was tailed on him, I think, on the inside corner here. Got him right in the shoulder.
That'll bring Nathan Meyer to the plate. Nathan Meyer, I think he loves this state tournament setting. He is definitely, and even the regions too, his game just seems to pick up, and he's just a good baseball player.
All around, he is. He does. He pitches, plays third, does just about anything, doesn't he, if you need him to.
You bet. Pitch to Meyer, strike on the outside corner, and 0-1 to Nathan Meyer. The ball's one strike. Colin Dink on the mound. He works from the stretch. Byer is lead at first, and Meyer is swinging a miss. Strike two, 0-2. Boy, he
there
is bringing it.
There is stuff on there.
Yeah.
There is. I'd say he's middle 80s, a little better. I'd say probably all of that, right?
All of that, yeah. 0-2 the count. One out, one on. Dink ready, delivers, and that pitch just missing outside of the count, 1-2. Got to say thank you to your wife, Mary Heinen. She's keeping us hydrated today and throwing some stats at us every once in a while. Actually, I thought about bringing a fan, didn't she?
She did. I'm glad she did.
You bet. 1-2 the count, a little change up. Meyer beats that ball down the first base line in the count 1-2 yet.
Doesn't have to be big. It just needs to move a little air because it's pretty much dead air up here.
And we got to thank Gloria. Gloria brought us a couple of Snickers candy bars up here. She is the Regal fan voice, if I want to say that correctly. Thanks, Gloria, for the Snickers. Another foul to the backstop by Nathan Meyer, and the count at 1-2 yet. There wasn't a mascot that came in as an eagle. That would seem very warm, wouldn't it?
Yeah, that face mask. I think I'd be a little leery wearing that today.
One ball, two strikes, one out, one on. Dink's pitch. Meyer, another follow-up. Boy, the Eagles are making him throw some pitches here in the first inning.
They are. Nathan battling off that fastball on the outside corner.
Leadoff hitter Jordan Byer went to a full count. He followed a few pitches off, but Josh Byer got hit on the first pitch. But now 1-2 to Nathan Meyer. Colin Dink ready. His pitch, curveball, and a strike three called. Nathan Meyer just shook his head and said, yep.
That fastball, that one before him on the outside corner, he just fouled off. And I don't know if he was probably looking for another one, but he threw him a bender.
Yes, he did.
Beautiful pitch.
And with coming with those fastballs so much, John, that bender, it's just like you're just, your knees wobble a little, and that's it.
Try to do the two-step, huh?
So that'll bring Chris Byer to the plate. Chris takes the pitch from Dink a little bit high for a ball and 1-0. One ball, no strikes. Some baseball earlier here today. Dilworth defeated St. Clair. Byer will take a strike on the outside corner and 1-1. 5-3. 5-3. Dilworth moving on in the tournament. And the dink pitch, curveball, Beyer pops this one up, shallow right field, the second baseman back on the grass, and that'll be Garocki making the catch for the out, and that'll do it for the Eagles. No runs, no hits, no errors. One left on base. We played a half an inning, Regal nothing. It's St. Patrick coming to bat. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
You want more from a compact or utility tractor, and at Lake Henry Implement, you'll find more. More of the Massey Ferguson tractors offering more versatility, more durability, and more performance. Stop by today and find out how Massey Ferguson is expanding the possibilities of what a great tractor can be and why a Massey Ferguson will be the last tractor you'll ever need. Come see the Massey Ferguson compact and utility tractors at Lake Henry Implement, located on State Highway 4 in Lake Henry. This is KASM Albany at AM 1150. KDDG Albany FM 105.5 HD2 and KASM Albany at FM 107.7, 24 hours a day.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Chris Beyer taking his warm-up tosses on the mound right now. Let's set his defense up free over at third, Nathan Meyer, at shortstop, Jordan Beyer. At second base today, Josh Beyer, and at first base, it's Nathan Beyer. In left field, Shane Rademacher. In center field for the Eagles, Jordan Wozmek. And out in right field today, you'll find Blake Karsh. Behind the plate, Derek Dingerode and Chris Beyer on the mound. So Meyer, Beyer, Beyer, and Beyer in the infield. Yeah, it is Blake Karsh out in right field. Wozmek in center. As we get ready now, the Irish coming to the plate, facing Chris Beyer. Don, Chris Beyer, a veteran, has pitched in a lot of big games already for the Eagles.
He's been around the block a few times for Regal here now, and he's done the bulk of their pitching for the last so many years here now.
Yeah.
I know they got Shane Rademacher that's out in left field. He does quite a bit of their pitching also for them.
Jack Bridges at the plate. The first pitch, a swing, and now Bridges takes a called strike. The umpire's giving the pitchers that outside corner, Don, here early in the game. Fires fast, or actually change up a little bit high in the count, one ball, two strikes.
I see they tear off to Grady Fuchs from Painesville, another good right-handed pitcher for the Eagles they brought up, and the Zach Olson from Marshall, Brandon Wadle from Atwater.
Three just swings and misses, and Dangaroto throw to first base, and one out. One down for St. Patrick, and Kyle Rode to the plate. Kyle, the center fielder for the Irish.
Pretty good fastball by Chris Beyer. Also changes speeds well, with keeps it away from the hitters.
I see Willie Leeser's in attendance. Willie's standing over by that Regal dugout right now. We got to talk to Willie a lot after region tournament.
We did. Yes, we did. A lot of knowledge.
Yep.
And if you get Chuck Hennon involved with him, it's
more knowledge. Long fly ball to right center field. Karsh giving chase. Dive. Makes the catch. Blake Karsh on a full run. Diving and making the catch out in right center field.
Wow. Nice catch by Blake out there. Wow. Went a long way for that.
I thought early on he put his glove up in the air that he couldn't pick it up off the bat right away. He didn't know where it was. But then he just used his speed and took for sure double away from Kyle Rodas.
I think so. Huh?
And two outs. Seth Ambrose to the plate. You could see the first baseman, Nathan Beyer. He got into it. He was pumping his glove. At just a great catch by Blake Karsh. Ambrose a little bloop down the right field line. Nathan Beyer giving chase with his back to the infield. Makes the catch. That would have been a base hit. Beyer takes it away. And St. Patrick done in the first. No runs, no hits, no errors. No one left on. One in our book It's Regal nothing, St. Patrick nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
If you are thinking of buying or selling a home, contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With over 60 agents and 10 office locations, Central Minnesota Realty has the ability to service all areas in multiple counties across Central Minnesota. Specializing in vacant land, commercial property, and lake home sales, visit us today at www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs at Central Minnesota Realty.
At Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, you can get the coverage you know you need now from people you know will be there for you right in your own community. We grow trust locally and provide local service at its best. As a Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, we've got the strength and stability of Grinnell Mutual behind us. So whatever the future holds, Painesville Mutual Insurance Company will be there to protect what's important to you and your family so you can trust in tomorrow. Contact your local Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today at 243-7149. Trust in tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
All right, fans kind of buzzing at how that bottom of the first inning went.
Here we go, the old scenario again, Randy. Guy who makes a good play is the guy that leads off the inning.
Isn't that true? Yeah.
Blake Karsh.
Blake Karsh comes to the plate. It'll be Karsh here in the second, Shane Rademacher and Nathan Beyer, and Karsh drills this foul right down the third baseline. Jordan, make it Josh Beyer is coaching over there, and Josh, he just jumps up in the air and spreads his legs a little bit, and that goes right underneath him. Karsh will take low for a ball. That's inside, and the count, one ball, one strike.
Regal went 2-4 seed tournament, beating Raymond 10-5, Bird Island 2-0. Regal beat Milroy 8-6, and Starbeck defeated Regal 6-0.
I think Milroy was the favorite. They had
yes,
the number one seed going into that region.
Yes,
the Rambo brand reads, we're in the business of making you look good. This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples, and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15 Seed Tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
All right, Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back with you. I apologize. We left contact there temporarily. Blake Karsh walked. And at the plate of Shane Rademacher, and here's a pass ball from pitcher Colin Denk. It goes off the mitt of catcher Matt Ambrose, and on to second goes Blake Karsh. So the Eagles have a runner in scoring position. Nobody out.
In
the second.
You try to move him over to third base here, don't you?
Just about, I would say.
Get him over. Get him over. Get that to the right side.
Nathan Beyer on deck. The count, one ball, two strikes to Shane Rademacher. Rademacher pops this one up. Shallow center field. Center fielder looking, and he comes in and dives to make the catch. Wow.
Right fielder, I don't think, seen that ball, did he?
No, Kyle Rodas came in a long way. The second baseman, he wouldn't have had to go back very far, the second baseman,
to
make a catch. Jordan Garacki, but Rodas comes in and makes a diving catch to basically save a little Texas League base hit. Rademacher is out.
Kind of kept Blake at second base, probably part of the way off at second base, because what was going to happen to that fly ball, and probably wouldn't have scored on that if it would have fell. But
exactly.
Got to get that read.
That'll bring Nathan Beyer to the plate, as Colin Dink's pitch is chopped up the middle, fielded there by the shortstop. That's Fregis, and on the first, a 6-3 put out.
Tell that Shane Rademacher and that pop-up that he did hit out there was trying to go to that right
he
side.
Tried to push it.
Move Blake.
So, now, with two outs, up to the plate, Derek Dingerud. Dingerud batting with two outs and one on. Karsh over at third. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you this afternoon on KASM Radio. Here's the pitch. Dingerud drives it to right center field. That's going to be down for a base hit. And the Eagles grab an early 1-0 lead. Derek Dingerud, the number 8 hitter, and we have a 1-0 Regal lead here in the inning. 1-0 Regal. Here's number 9 hitter, Jordan Wozmik, and Wozmik takes the strike called in 0-1. The ball's one strike. Wozmik, a left-handed hitter, on deck, Jordan Beyer. Wozmik will foul it back and out of play. And the count at 0-2 to Jordan. RBI single for Dingerud has given the Eagles a 1-0 lead. They kick the pitch in. Wozmik swings and misses. He's out on strikes, and that'll end the second for Regal. But they draw first blood, scoring one run on one hit. No errors. One man left on base. We played 1.5. Regal 1. And St. Patrick, nothing. More baseball in a minute here on KASM.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. Beastman Trucking currently has openings and is looking for reefer drivers. Qualified applicants must have a Class A CDL license and 1 year of experience. Beastman Trucking is offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus, health, dental, and life insurance after 60 days, and a 401k and profit sharing after 1 year of employment. Driving consists of mainly Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the upper Midwest, Monday through Friday, and your home on weekends. Interested in a rewarding career with Beastman Trucking? Contact Tim at 605-272-3203. Good luck to all area teams playing in the amateur baseball tournament.
Live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
It's him and me, Don and Randy. Don and I were talking on the way down that wouldn't it feel good to just get some Velcro shirt and pants and just rip it off here as we sit up here in this hot, muggy conditions, and then we looked at each other and we went, not.
I can see the real cold part of it, but I don't think we want to tear it off.
No. It's warm. We'll leave it at that, and I know probably where you're at home right now listening to us, it's warm.
Yes, big time warm.
Bottom of the second.
For a few more days yet, doesn't it, Randy?
You bet.
You might even have to work in this hot weather.
Bottom of the second inning, Matt Ambrose, the catcher, leading it off. And the first pitch, a strike. There's a ball in the count. One ball, one strike to Ambrose.
Regal made their first state appearance in 1933.
Wow,
long time. Baseball's been around a long time already, Randy.
Ambrose will bloop this one over. Byers had it second base in the right center field.
For 1991 was Rigo's champ. 1997, they took a second place, too. So they've been in the state tournament like 14 years already.
You bet. Your wife's Schaefer family, did they ever play for Rigo back in the day?
I think her brother John might have.
For the 1933 team?
No. Yeah, he'd have probably been in that, probably one of them early 80s, probably.
Here's the second baseman, Garaki. Line drive to right field. Karshover to make the catch for the out. Boy, they're taking Chris Beyer early in the count.
Yeah, I like it. It's your best pitch to hit to me, I think, Randy. You got to get up there. You got to be ready for that first pitch. Depends on what the pitcher's doing. If he's throwing straight consistently, you got to be ready for it. If he's having trouble with his control, he might want to back off, take a pitch here and there. But other than that, should be ready.
Dom DeLuca, the DH, comes to the plate, and Matt Ambrose at first. Chris Beyer will check him by throwing over to first, and the count still no count. He has not thrown home. Here comes Beyer's breaking ball. Beauty. And a strike on one.
Got him a little froze with that curveball that Beyer does. Really changes speeds on it.
0-1 the count. Ambrose, small lead. Here's DeLuca following it up, and the count at now 0-2. No balls, two strikes. 1-0 Regal, if you're just joining us. They grabbed a run in the second inning after a walk and a pass ball. Derek Dingerud delivered an RBI single and an infield ground out. RBI single scored Blake Karsh. Pitches high for a ball. And now 1-2 strikes. 1-2 the count. And that's followed right to the net. That would have gotten. And a swing and a miss. Swing and a miss. By the batter, Dom DeLuca. He's out on strike. And two outs. So two outs with Matt Ambrose still at first base, and Ryan Freges comes up to the plate. It's a strike to Freges, and 0-1. Got to like how Chris Beyer's getting ahead here.
Betcha. It's just one strike after the other here. He's not wasting many pitches. And gets 0-2, he wastes one maybe to the outside part of it, but he's not.
There's the pitch to Beyer. It's low, and the count, 1-1, one strike. 1-1 the count. Beyer delivers, and the pitch a little bit high. And the count, 2-2 and a strike. 2-2, one strike to count.
Boy, I'll tell you, the flag in left field is just kind of draped. A big, big, big American flag out there is barely moving.
It's low and 3-1 now. 3-2 and one strike. Beyer kicks, delivers, and that's going to hit Freges right in the shoulder. And so now that'll put runners at first and second with two outs. I'll bring Zach Andres to the plate.
You kind of wonder, too, once in a while, what the humidity, the way it is, that fingers probably don't get a little bit of perspiration on them.
Sure.
You keep licking them, or don't you? You know, I don't think you have to. I just rub your arm a little bit.
Right. Yeah, it seems like he rubs the side of his leg, his pants there.
Yep.
And
sure they're wet.
And they're wet.
Yes.
Yeah.
Randy and Don with you. Doing a little equipment shift here as we're on the go. I apologize if you noticed any delay, but here is a pickoff move by Chris Pryor as Dangerous throws back to second base, and they pick off Matt Ambrose with runners at first and second and two outs.
You can see that coming, couldn't you?
Absolutely.
They have got that down to perfection.
Regal has ended St. Patrick's second inning with the pickoff. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on base. We played two innings here in Milroy. It's Regal 1, St. Patrick nothing. More baseball in a minute on KASM.
For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and two locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament. If you're craving some really good food, then hop on over to Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville. The Broasted Chicken 8-Piece Family Pack has become so popular for families on the go. It's 8 pieces of broasted chicken, potatoes, and coleslaw for only $18.99. Queen Bee's can make your favorite homemade pizza or buns for the party you're hosting, and they'll have it ready to go when you arrive curbside or inside. For special events and catering, contact Doris, Jen, or Tricia at Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville. Phone 243-3975. That's 243-3975.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Well, a little excitement here already in St. Patrick with that pickoff of Ambrose, and the Regal Eagles will start with their top of the order here in the third inning. Regal Baseball brought to you by Promotional Resources Incorporated in St. Joe, Central Minnesota Realty, Painesville Mutual Insurance, Tom Kramer Incorporated, Queen Bee's Bar and Grill in Painesville, Rambo, Painesville Farmers Union Co-op, Lake Henry Implement, BNS Excavating in Belgrade, and Beastman Trucking.
Fooled me once, but not twice on that pickoff, huh?
You bet.
Wow.
Here's Jordan Pryor at the plate. The first pitch of ball to Jordan. There he gets a good swing. And the count, one ball, one strike. Pryor chops it to third. In on the grass, Breaches. His throw on the run. In time to get Jordan Pryor.
Come a lot of the batter's box Jordan did on that one. I don't know if he got his one foot caught in the turf a little bit. Or...
Yeah, because that would have been a closer play.
Jordan runs well out of that box. And I don't know what he did there, but kind of took about two steps off of him.
To the plate, Josh Pryor. And the pitch, a strike call to Josh Pryor. And a 1-1. Ball, it's one strike. Josh hammers this to right center field. Coming hard and making the catch is the right fielder on Andres, and two out.
That one he caught right away, that fly ball. Did you see that? Capped underneath. The one before that hit went towards left right center field. I don't think you've seen that one.
Kirby Hemish tells me Seth Ambrose played hockey for the University of Minnesota. The number three hitter for St. Patrick. Here's Nathan Meyer at the plate. The first pitch called straight. Now Meyer drives one down the right field line into the corner. Meyer digging for two as coming up with the baseball is right fielder Andres, and back into second, Nathan Meyer with a
The Rambo brand reads, we're in the business of making you look good. This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
You want more from a compact or utility tractor, and at Lake Henry Implement, you'll find more. More of the Massey Ferguson tractors offering more versatility, more durability, and more performance. Stop by today and find out how Massey Ferguson is expanding the possibilities of what a great tractor can be, and why a Massey Ferguson will be the last tractor you'll ever need. Come see the Massey Ferguson compact and utility tractors at Lake Henry Implement, located on State Highway 4 in Lake Henry.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to PromotionalResourcesInc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
If you are thinking of buying or selling a home, contact Matt Imdick at Central Minnesota Realty. With over 60 agents and 10 office locations, Central Minnesota Realty has the ability to service all areas in multiple counties across Central Minnesota. Specializing in vacant land, commercial property, and lake home sales, visit us today at www.centralmnrealty.com or call Matt at 320-420-1295 for all your real estate needs at Central Minnesota Realty. Baseball, hot dogs, and apple pie, American staples, and supported by Painesville Farmers Union, a locally owned and operated co-op. Farmers, now is a great time to fill your diesel barrels and LP corn dryer tanks in preparation for the fall harvest, along with giving the experts in the agronomy department a call to do some crop scouting for soybean aphids and other pests. Phone 800-232-4265. Good luck to all the teams participating in this year's Region 15C tournament from Painesville Farmers Union Co-op.
And back here at the Chasm radio station, we're having some technical difficulties, but we are doing our best to get connection back in Milroy with Randy Rothstein and Don Hyman. We'll have them on again soon. We thank you for your patience as well. We get our connection again here. We're going to take a look at one more of those baseball sponsors.
For all your excavating needs, give B&S Excavating a call. Serving Painesville and the surrounding area, they specialize in septic systems, designing, installation, and repair. They are available for backhoe work, dozer, skid loader, demolition, custom hauling, tiling, snow removal, landscaping, basements, and driveways. Located on Highway 55, northeast of Belgrade, B&S Excavating. Joe Beyer and Sean Sheets wishing all the best to all the area teams. Beastman Trucking currently has openings and is looking for reefer drivers. Qualified applicants must have a Class A CDL license and 1 year of experience. Beastman Trucking is offering a $5,000 sign-on bonus, health, dental, and life insurance after 60 days, and a 401k and profit sharing after 1 year of employment. Driving consists of mainly Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the Upper Midwest, Monday through Friday, and your home on weekends. Interested in a rewarding career with Beastman Trucking? Contact Tim at 605-272-3203. Good luck to all area teams playing in the amateur baseball tournament.
Sports play-by-play on your dependable neighbor, Chasm.
And we head back to Milroy right now with Randy Rothstein and Don Hyman.
Thank you, Angela. Randy and Don back with you. We figured out our little issue. We had a bad power cord, so...
You had the wrong guy on the mic here, I think, huh?
Yeah. But leading off, the inning was Zach Andres with a base hit, and Andres on at first base, and now the number nine hitter, Jace Westman, trying to sacrifice him over and not able to do so, and the count at 0-2 to Jace Westman.
Two attempts here so far for... Jace Westland, but...
Isn't that what we saw in Watkins' game yesterday? The ability to...
Blame on that sack bunt.
Yeah, Watkins was able to convert. Howard Lake wasn't. And It's 1-0 Regal in the bottom of the third inning. The Eagles getting a run in the second. Here's Chris Byers.
Oh, first and out. Got him too. They picked off another runner. Oh, oh. Zach Endres gets picked off our third base. Nathan Byers just slapping that tag. What a move by Chris Byers, Don.
Oh, my goodness. Anyhow, they had him by 3 feet, didn't they?
Randy? Yeah.
They did.
Yeah. Unreal.
Little big of a lead, I think, over there, wasn't it?
So one out and a strikeout by Jace Westman and two out. So two down. Wow.
2015 at Keith Myers, remember him?
I do.
When he pitched. I don't think runners got off the base more than 3 feet, did they?
No, no, no. They were very leery. Here's a shot to right center field by leadoff hitter Jack Bridges. That'll drop in for a base hit. So two hits in the inning, although St. Patrick only with one base runner right now and two outs. That'll bring up Kyle Rodas, the center fielder.
Well, I understand, like the Lake Henry game yesterday, Midway left like 16 runners stranded on base in that game.
Wow.
The way I read it this morning.
Going on to play is Bridges. Here's the throw by Dangerode. That's not in time. And so he gets a stolen base off of Chris Byers.
So that's just basically timely hitting. If you get enough runners on, you get timely hitting, you're going to win some ball games. But if you leave that many runners on, you can't get that timely hit. It gets pretty frustrating, doesn't it?
It does. Rodas, a fly ball to right field in his only at-bat today. Regis over at second with two outs, and now fouled back and out of play by Rodas. And the count at 1-1.
St. Patrick hasn't figured out Chris Byers yet. They can't get in time with that curveball, can they?
Chris is a smart enough pitcher. I think he's going to keep mixing it up. And Dangerode calls a good game behind the plate. Curveball is just missing inside. In the count 2-1, I thought Rodas was going to put his elbow in there and take that one, but
probably would have got called back, huh?
I bet he would have. Two outs, one strike. Free just the base runner at second. Here's a curveball that's fouled back, and that goes into the memorabilia, the T-shirt stand.
Where our breakaway shorts are there, I think.
That's right. You can get your chasm breakaways right there. 2-2 the count. Curveball right to center field. That's a base hit, and it's going to tie this ball game up. Klosbach will get the ball back into the infield, and a two-out single by Rodas gives St. Patrick a 1-1 tie.
That pickoff looks big right now, doesn't it, Randy?
It does.
Wow.
It really does. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you in Milroy. One of the co-hosts to this year's Class C tournament, Springfield, the other site. Kirby Hamish will have Cold Spring Springer baseball at 5 o'clock today over on KDDG 105.5. At the plate, Seth Ambrose, and Ambrose pops it up over by first. Nathan Byers in foul ground makes the catch for the out, and that will end the Irish third inning. One run on three hits, no errors, and one left on base. We played three here in Milroy. Regal 1, St. Patrick 1, more. Baseball to come in a minute on KAFM.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
The average person sees more than 5,000 ads a day. Promotional Resources will help you stand out from the clutter. If you've been thinking about new pens or mugs or shirts or caps, go to promotionalresourcesinc.net now and stand out from the crowd. For a limited time, get 25% off your first order by mentioning this ad.
Promotional Resources, INC, in the business of promoting your business.
If you're craving some really good food, then hop on over to Queen Bee's Barn Grill in Painesville. The Broasted Chicken 8-Piece Family Pack has become so popular for families on the go. It's 8 pieces of broasted chicken, potatoes, and coleslaw for only $18.99. Queen Bee's can make your favorite homemade pizza or buns for the party you're hosting, and they'll have it ready to go when you arrive curbside or inside. For special events and catering, contact Doris, Jen, or Tricia at Queen Bee's Barn Grill in Painesville. Phone 243-3975. That's 243-3975.
live radio, live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM.
Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen back with you in Milroy, a 1-1 ball game going to the fourth inning, Donald.
This is a great ball game so far. Both pitchers pitching well, keeping the ball away from the hitters here. A couple of base hits, solid base hits, last three hits by St. Patrick. The last inning scored one run, but they also had a runner picked off first base. So it's kind of a huge pickup if you look at that right now.
Yes. Leading it off, Blake Carshear. Blake walked and scored the Eagles' only run here in the ballgame. First pitch, a strike, and boy, Blake had a big swing there.
He did.
And the count 0-2. You know, that 305 down each line looks kind of enticing, I think, to hitters.
It does. Still going to have to hit it down there, though.
Yeah, still got to. Yeah.
As you look at the flag now in left field, it's actually blowing pretty much straight in from left field. Now we are getting a little bit of a breeze, aren't we?
Pitch outside of ball 1-2. Carshear loop this one too short, coming in there, and they're not going to get him. Regis, that's all he could do. That ball was between the pitcher and the shortstop, and Karsh, with good speed, beats it out.
It'd be like a cue shot there, wasn't it? Because it kind of died right between the pitcher and the shortstop on that grass. It did get one hop to him, but it was way too late for him to get Blake Karsh at first base.
Now, you brought this up last time, Don. Does Rademacher in this situation maybe bunt Karsh over to second? Last time he had him swinging away.
I think I try to move him.
As coming in is the third baseman. Boy, he was charging hard, Ryan Freitas, and throwing the first is Colin Dink.
You've seen St. Ron, but he played out the last time to that right center field short. He was
trying
to
push it there.
Yeah,
right. Carshear will take a small lead. And Dink comes home with the pitch. Rademacher puts the bunt down right back to Dink, and it's a great bunt. They'll get Rademacher at first, 1-3, and Karsh to second. Perfectly executed by the Eagles.
Yeah, it was perfect. He kept that third baseman out of that play, didn't he? Because he was right there to field that throw. As that would have been hit hard, he probably had a chance at Blake at second base, but he put it down the first baseline.
You see so many of the bunts, Don, that do go back to the pitcher.
Right.
That's the key to get it about halfway in between that the pitcher doesn't have a play at second.
Absolutely.
Right? I'll bring Nathan Beyer to the plate. Nathan, a ground ball to shorten his first at-bat. There's a strike call to Nathan and the count 0-1. The ball's one strike. Randy Rothstein, Don Heinen with you. The kick, the pitch. Strike two call to Nathan Beyer and 0-2. Testing that outside corner a little bit. These Regal fans are right behind home plate, so they are getting just what the umpire's getting a lot of times as far as the look.
Be careful with Nathan. He likes to go that way with it.
The ground ball up the middle. That'll push the runner to third as the throw goes to first. 6-3 in the put out of Nathan Beyer.
First baseman, a little bit of a workout over there. He's got to learning how to scoop him out of the dirt.
This is exactly the position the Eagles were in the second inning when they scored their first run.
Yes, it is.
After two were out, it was Blake Karsh at third. And Derek Dingaroot delivered an RBI single. We'll see if Derek can do it in this situation again. He is 1-for-1 today. Karsh at third. And Colin Dink's pitch right down the middle, strike one. Dingaroot, when he had his hip done, it was to right center field.
Correct. I haven't seen the ball pulled yet today.
No. Left fielder's been very quiet. Here's a bloop to center field, coming hard again and sliding is Rodas to make the catch for the out in center field, and that will end the Regal threat in the fourth. No runs, one hit, no errors, one left on. 3.5 innings, Regal one, and St. Patrick one. More baseball to come in a minute on KASM.
Seasons change, but a farmer's work never does. Painesville Mutual Insurance Company, your local Grinnell Mutual member insurance company, tips our hat to those who help ensure we can all eat tomorrow. We're proud to offer the coverage they need to keep growing. And we're full of gratitude. So we're taking this moment to say thank you for bringing in the harvest today for a well-fed world tomorrow. Trust in farming. Trust in Painesville Mutual Insurance Company. Trust in tomorrow. Contact your Painesville Mutual Insurance Company agent today at 243-7149. Trust in Tomorrow is a registered trademark of Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. You want more from a compact or utility tractor, and at Lake Henry Implement, you'll find more. More of the Massey Ferguson tractors offering more versatility, more durability, and more performance. Stop by today and find out how Massey Ferguson is expanding the possibilities of what a great tractor can be and why a Massey Ferguson will be the last tractor you'll ever need. Come see the Massey Ferguson compact and utility tractors at Lake Henry Implement, located on State Highway 4 in Lake Henry.
Live sports play-by-play on AM 1150 KASM. Chasm.
Bottom of the fourth inning, Chris Beyer taking his warm-up tosses. Warm-up is almost like, on a warm day like this, not even worth it, saying.
I don't know. When I pitched, I went out there when it was this hot, it was kind of like, heck with this. Here, catcher, throw it down. I'm ready to go.
I've often heard, though, days like this, pitchers just stayed so loose, didn't they? I mean, your arms were loose yet. And
yeah, but you were pretty drained when you were done throwing. You know, games like today, you lost. You could lose anywhere from 8 to 10 pounds in a day like today.
Wow.
I should probably start pitching again.
Leading it off for St. Patrick in the fourth, it's Matt Ambrose in a fly ball to center field. Wozniak back. He'll make the catch for the out. First pitch hitting, Matt Ambrose, and one down. That'll bring Jordan Garacki to the plate. Jordan 0 for 1 today. Fly ball to right field in his first at bat. And that's a heck of a workout if you lose losing that much weight, but a lot of it's water weight.
Oh, yes, it is.
It really dehydrates you on a day like today. Swing and a miss by Garacki, and 0-1. I'll never forget the region in New Munich.
Oh,
way back in the early 2000s, maybe, when 2001, when it was so hot, and just drinking one water after another water after another water, and
it was like this.
Yeah, never having to use the old men's room.
No facilities.
No. Oh. Ball outside, and the count, one ball, one strike to Garacki. Curveball, that's fouled away, and the count at 1-2. One out, nobody on for St. Patrick. A 1-1 ball game here in the fourth inning. One run, three hits for Regal. One run, four hits for St. Patrick. And Chris Byers pitches high for a ball, and now 2-2. Two balls, two strikes. Pitch from Chris Byers, low in the count, full 3-2. 3-2 the count. We have another ball game coming up after this one. St. Martin will take on Gaylord. We'll have that broadcast from Milroy here on KAFM. And then Kirby will have a 5 o'clock game, same time St. Martin's game starts. That'll be over on KDDG 105.5. The Cold Spring Springers taking on Anoka. So you can catch a lot of baseball this afternoon and evening. Here's a fly ball that'll go foul down the right field line. And the count stays 3-2 to number 5 hitter, Jordan Garacki. Tom DeLuca, the DH on deck.
Look at that sports deck over the first base side over there. And you got to keep your eyeballs peeled because that one didn't go over by very much the one before. But you're kind of sitting up there like a perch, aren't you?
Foul ball again by Garacki. And the staff here at Milroy, complimentary water to us. Thank you very much for your wonderful service. And ground ball foul down the first baseline. And the count at 3-2 yet.
Keeps beating that outside curveball by Chris Beyer over on the right side over here. And Chris isn't going to give up on him. Going to make him try to chase one here a little bit further out, I think.
See if he comes with that curveball down. 3-2. Fires pitch. No. Came with the fastball, but right at Blake Karsh, the fly ball. Blake will make the catch for the second out. Two outs, and Dom DeLuca to the plate. Dom struck out in his first at bat today. Regal got their run in the second inning. St. Patrick, their run in the third inning. That's been it. Chris Beyer delivers a strike on that outside corner. Boy, I like that. The home plate umpire has called that strike all day today,
yes,
John.
Yes, he has, and I tell you what, Chris Beyer knows it too, and he's keeping it out there.
Here's DeLuca, fly ball to right. Karsh backpedaling, and catches it on the run. Blake Karsh having a day out and right. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on for St. Patrick in the fourth. We played four. 1-1 our score. We're back in a minute.
The Rambo brand reads, we're in the business of making you look good. This message is understood two ways. First, it's understood with your eyes. We make you look good when you wear the quality embroidered and screen-printed products of the Rambo Company. Our message is also understood with your heart. Your employees, customers, and others will feel the love for you because you picked Rambo as your promotional product supplier. We do these things for you because we do it in one house. Our house is your house. Rambo New London.
For your next construction, remodeling, or cleanup project, call Tom Kramer Incorporated for all your roll-off container needs. Tom Kramer Incorporated takes pride in offering Central Minnesota residents prompt, professional, and competitively priced roll-off services. With over 600 containers and two locations in Cold Spring and Glenwood, there's a container for every size job. Call today and have a roll-off delivered at 320-685-8226. Tom Kramer Incorporated, serving Minnesota residents since 1938. Good luck to the Central Minnesota teams in the 2020 State Amateur Baseball Tournament.